Yes, sir. We have Kilo Mike 4, Delta Alpha out of South Carolina, Mr. Willie.
Okay, this is easily South Carolina.
Okay, you ready for the next?
Yes, sir.
Okay, roger, roger. Kilo Charlie 3, PTC, Protect the Constitution. Tim checked in. He's going to be in monitoring mode because he's got friends over. So he's in monitoring mode.
Okay, next.
And you can stick Mr. Larry in there somewhere also, N4ROQ. He's also going to be in monitoring mode. I think he's got his hands full tonight, so he will try to get in here a little bit later.
Okay, I'll show all of them in yellow. I'm showing that they're monitoring, so I'll just stop by and say hi. With that being said, if you don't mind, Mr. Jesse, I'm going to start calling CQ.
No problem here. Take it away, Bob.
All righty. This is KAHJOY for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. CQ, CQ, looking for check-ins. Come now.
KO4FE.
Mr. Bill, booming signal. Good evening.
How's it going, Bob? Did you guys get any rain out your way today? I managed to miss it on a trip up to Johnstown to look at a motorcycle, but I went over some wet roads, but didn't actually get rained on.
Well, they're predicting some rain because there's a cold front and we're in the tail, but I can hear a little bit of lightning strike, but nothing bad, and it's not rained yet here.
Okay, roger that. I didn't know. Well, I could check the weather. I'm just too lazy, but anyway, I got some work to do in the garage, so it won't really bother me if it does rain tomorrow. So anyway, keep going, Bob. Get some more check-ins, KO4FE.
All righty, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it. KO4FE, KHOI. CQ, CQ, this is KAHJOY for the Saturday night, the real Liberty Net. Looking for check-ins.
KGIO.
Okay, that one's a difficult one, and I know it's somebody that's regular for me, but I'm just not catching it. Kilo, and I got the Echo Hotel, and I don't have your call memorized. Try it again. The second time you said your call, I heard all of it, so that's exciting. Maybe a couple minutes into the net, we'll get a little bit better. So KCHEHR, thanks for jumping in. I will definitely stop by and check on you. With that being said, CQCQ, looking for additional check-ins for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Nothing to hurt at the moment. I'll check at the end. I'm going to open the door. Good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it is the longest-running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now. And since the year of 1974, founded by the late Victor Messick, W1WCR. This is the ArianeNet, the gold standard. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great LibertyNet. With that being said, let me start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Well, there's been a lot going on this week, that's for sure. So, and my National Weather Service radio is beeping. Do I have any late check-in, not late, any new check-in for the Saturday Night Liberty Net? Well, they're putting out severe thunderstorm warnings coming this way, so I'll pay attention to them. Tonight, I'm going to open the door in a different way. I know some of you most likely either are members of or know about the National Rifle Association. Well, as this government keeps on trying to take our rights to the Second Amendment, there's a section of the National Rifle Association that's in their magazine every month. And it talks about how a weapon, a legally carried weapon, averted a tragedy of someone, of an innocent victim. I'm going to read two. The first one begins one evening of May 21st, a 33-year-old man walked into a barbershop in Riverside, California, apparently intent on causing harm. According to the Riverside Police Department, the suspect, an ex-employee, started a fight with a former co-worker. During the fight, the suspect stabbed one of the male barbers, and when a second employee tried to intervene, he was also stabbed. However, one of the victims was able to retrieve his firearm and shoot the attacker. The suspect was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead by the coroner. The two stabbing victims, their injuries reportedly were non-life-threatening, and deputies said they considered the shooting to be a case of self-defense. This is in California, folks. Second one, on the morning of May 15th, a deeply troubled 26-year-old resident of an apartment complex in Fort Smith, Arkansas, stood outside the building yelling to get other residents to come outside. According to the witnesses, two older women went outside to see what was happening and tried to console the man. But when they saw he had a gun, both women ran back into their apartment. Unfortunately, one did not close her door behind her in time, and the alleged shooter followed and shot the 87-year-old multiple times, killing her. He then began shooting at the neighboring apartment. During the gunfire, another resident retrieved his rifle and fired one shot to stop the attack, killing the aggressor. Neighbors expressed their gratitude for the man who stopped the rampage. Again, the only thing that stops a bad person with a weapon is a good person with a weapon. Let me stop the National Weather Service from jabbering in our ears. I know the storms are coming. With that being said, let me step down to Mr. Jesse, KG4ZXNSC. Good evening, Jesse, KAJONY.
Okay, Bob. Stand by. Okay, Bob and the Saturday Night Liberty Net, this is Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-Ray and a Charlie, and this is Jesse out of the Voter Fraud State of Pennsylvania once again, and appreciate you running the net tonight, Bob. Well, that is quite interesting, Bob, because, you know, everybody that carries a gun is not necessarily a good guy, and it's up to us out here that carry and do the right thing and go through all the proper procedures to get our CWPs and so forth, and you know, that's what it's about, you know, us protecting each other and during times of need, and that's great that actually happened, because, you know, they don't report anything good on the news anymore, but that's actually some good news. All right, well, let's see, what do I want to start it out the night with, Bob?
Well, there's so many things to start out with. But remember, those two gentlemen that stopped that church shooting were chastised for having a weapon insurance, but they stopped many murders.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's very good. I'm glad that happened. Hey, well, let's see, Bob. I'm going to bring something to the table, and I think everybody should hear it. I wish there was more out there to listen up tonight, but, hey, this is a doozy, man. This is a doozy, Bob. This is off DefenseNews.com, okay? I double-checked this story through multiple websites to validate this story because I could not believe it. It's almost like some of them other stories I brought up the other night. Well, listen, hey, hang on. If you don't have a shot of liquor, Bob, you better get one because this is phenomenal. As news... let me try that again. Off the Defense News, as new NATO command becomes fully operational, top U.S. military officers issue warning over great power war. Yes. Let's go into the story and it'll sum it up pretty much. All right. Aboard the amphibious assault ship, Kearsarge in Northport, Virginia, NATO and the U.S. military leaders gathered at Joint Force Command Northport in Virginia, okay, on Thursday. Now, this was on the 15th is when it actually went down, but the story is just now starting to leak out good. Anyway, NATO headquarters in North America. The new command will be responsible for the Atlantic and the Arctic region. NATO also has two other joint force commands, one in Brunsum, Netherlands, considered the heart of Europe, I guess, and other in Naples, Italy, in the Mediterranean region. U.S. Navy and Vice Admiral Andrew Lewis noted at the ceremony aboard the American amphibious warship Kearsarge, Lewis led U.S. Second Fleet and the new command JFK Norfolk, both of which were stood up in recent years in response to increased Russian submarines activities in the Atlantic Ocean, increased military and commercial traffic in the Arctic, and other factors, and have granted a renewed interest in securing the seaways between Europe and the United States. Setting up a third joint force command in Virginia create a link between North America and Europe and helps to further develop the desired 360 degree approach of our collective defense secretary, Joint Force Command Northport. It is the first operational level NATO headquarters in the United States and is the Atlantic advocated within the alliance, enhancing NATO's readiness, responsiveness. Well, this is all fine and dandy, but Mark Milley, General Mark Milley, also spoke at the event and described the effects of the great power competition during the two world wars and said NATO and JFK Northport are responsible for ensuring that never happens again. Well, this gives you the sugar-coated side of this story, but I'm going to tell you what is going to happen. The Pentagon is screwing up big time. They are allowing a full operational NATO force at Norfolk, Virginia at the Navy base. I've got more in different stories all over the place here, but I'm not going to continue it anymore. But if you guys want to look it up, it is on WeLoveTrump.com, and it is on the other website, DefenseNews.com also. This is scary This is scary, Bob, and everybody out there needs to be aware that if NATO is taking over in Norfolk, what else are they going to do? And you know who rules over the NATO portion? The United Nations. And this is scary stuff going on right here in our country in front of us, guys. So everybody needs to be on top of the situation and start reading and paying attention, because it doesn't look good for this country. Hey, back to K8JOY in the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Back to you, Bob.
Yes, Jesse. Now, you did not say it in air. You said Russian submarine, and you used the word Atlantic Ocean, correct?
Yes, sir, I sure did.
My. Aren't they a few miles out of their territory?
Well, that's the whole thing I'm reviewing here, Bob. If they already have, because the other story goes into this little portion here, Bob. It says Pentagon just handed over the world's largest naval base to NATO. Excuse me. Wow. And that news should frighten any American. The world's largest military alliance will be operating on American soil. The United States military offers drumming up fear against potential attacks from China, Russia, and the Atlantic. So a brainwashed American will think this is multiple national military is going to keep them safe from foreign invaders. But the NATO forces already on our shores of government and handed over our secretary to foreign powers. So here you go, Bob. It's happening.
Comment. So sad. Comment. What's the call letter?
64RX, Gunner 8, Tennessee, shoot for the blue helmet. If they put those people on the streets of America, you shoot for the blue helmet.
Jesse, were you able to copy that gentleman?
Yes, sir. He said if you see blue hats on American soil, aim for the blue.
Did you get his call? Because he said it so fast I couldn't write it.
Negative. Station out there making a comment. Give me your call.
Kilowatt Charlie 4, radio X-ray.
Okay, kilowatt 2?
Charlie, KC4RS.
Okay, slow it down.
Kilowatt Charlie 4, radio
X-ray. Okay, got it that time. All right, let me get that corrected there. Radio X-ray. All right, Kilo Charlie for Radio X-Ray, and you were in Tennessee?
Roger.
Okay, what's the name down there?
Dave, Delta Alpha Echo.
Okay, a static crash got you after Alpha. Delta Alpha what?
It's Dave.
Okay, Dave, we got you that time. You're coming in nicely if the static would leave you alone, but, aye, very good, sir.
Thank you for the comment. I put you on NetLogger, and I'll come back to you, over.
Roger, roger.
Thank you, sir. Jesse, thank you for that enlightening document. I'm telling you, just like that video about the UN in Salt Lake, Utah, they're on our soil, but it's so wrong. So, KC4ZXNSD, KJY. Let me go to this Laura, and to JTT. And then to IRJ, the net manager. Good evening to both of you. Then to Mr. Bill in Easley, South Carolina. Kilo Mike 4, Delta Alpha, thank you for listening. Timothy in Havertown, Pennsylvania, KC2, protecting the Constitution. Thank you, Timothy. And Larry, I'm going to say hi to you. Hopefully on the second or third round, you'll be able to talk in 4ROQ. With that being said, I'm to Mr. Bill, KO4FE, Mr. Bill, KHOI.
Okay, KHJOY, Liberty Net from KO4FE. Yeah, the static crashes aren't too bad. I looked at the weather. I see that front coming. It's most of it's more north but you are going to get a little bit of it. I don't know if it'll make it down this way or not. But anyway, I'm getting some static crashes, but not an excessive amount. So anyway, get into the news. You know, it's always, I hate to say, I use the word interesting because it's aggravating and interesting. I don't know if there's a word to describe that combination of feelings, but, you know, when the liberals impose one of their crazy schemes, and it blows up in their face, you know, they're really hesitant to say, well, wait a minute, maybe that wasn't a good idea, let's just stop it and go back to how it was. No, they don't do that. They come up with a new ridiculous solution to the initial scheme that they came up with that caused the problem. Now, here's another example. Last week, or I think it was, talked about the, apparently what's going on in California. Got a bunch of men, now that they've got this transgender rule in the prisons, where you can just say, hey, I'm a woman, I want to go to a woman's prison. So they're actually transferring men, and hundreds, actually, into the women's prisons. And, of course, you know what's happening. There's reports of rapes, women getting the daylights knocked out of them by their cellmates, all kinds of, you know, sexual shenanigans, just as any normal person would expect. And, of course, the liberals aren't normal, so they don't think of these things. Well, anyway, so listen to this headline. Women prisoners given birth control as transgender men arrive. They're giving the women birth control because they're getting raped by these so-called transgender men. I mean, this is insane. Anyway, it says California Democrats are inviting violent male criminals who say they are transgender to move into housing with women prisoners, and in exchange are providing the women with condoms and abortion pills. Says Governor Gavin Newsom signed Senate Bill 132, the Transgender Respect, Agency, and Dignity Act, into law last year. The law allows so-called transgender, non-binary, intersex people to be housed and searched in a manner consistent with their gender identity. According to a press release from the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, authored by State Senator Scott Weiner, the law took effect on January 1st, 2021. Well, anyway, it goes on to talk about, it says, critics of the law, including the feminist group Women's Liberation Front, or WOLF, published a lengthy analysis on how the bill is dangerous for women prisoners, and proof is that the prison officials are handing out condoms and abortion-inducing Plan B to female inmates. It says the Wolf article reads in part, women incarcerated in California's largest women's prison are describing the conditions as a, quote, nightmare, worse than a nightmare, close quote, after the introduction of new pregnancy resources in the Central California Women's Facility medical clinics. The new resources are a tacit admission by officials that women should expect to be raped when housed in a prison with men, where all sex is considered non-consensual by default within the system. New posters recently appeared in medical rooms outlining the options available to get this pregnant people in prison, including prenatal care, abortion, and adoption. The poster also declares that women have the right to contraceptive counseling and your choice of birth control methods by a licensed health care provider within 60 to 180 days prior to scheduled release date. However, the only methods available to incarcerated women to prevent pregnancy are condoms, which appeared shortly after the men, and Plan B, emergency contraceptives, which I guess is abortion. Women's prisons across the state appear to be making final preparations such as these for a massive wave of transfers after nearly 300 requests were initiated following SB 132 going into effect in January of this year. So far, only about 20 of the transfers have been processed, leaving hundreds of men, many of whom are sex offenders, awaiting entry into the women's prisons. Oh, God, could you, you know, this is insane. You Jesus. I mean, this is unbelievable. Giving out birth control because they know the women are going to be raped by these so-called transgendered men who are probably just wanting to get out of the male prison so they can rape women. This is unbelievable. Okay, this goes to the next story. You know, you can really tell who the regime hates by the treatment they get in the prisons. You know, although the Muslims have committed terrorist attacks, they were involved in 9/11, you know, the media, the system, the politicians, even the president will always say, well, now, wait a minute, we don't want to use the word Muslim and terrorism, you know, we don't want to, you know, they were always like pussyfooting around with the Muslims. They got them down at Gitmo. They provide them with prayer rugs, Korans, special Muslim food. They get to go out in a large recreation area and play volleyball and basketball and just, you know, it's a prison. They can't leave, but it looks like a resort camp from what I've seen. Well, what a difference between the way they treat the Muslim terrorists and the way they treat Trump supporters. Listen to this story, Gateway Pundit. January 6th, prisoners brutally beaten, stripped, hog-tied, humiliated by guards. One prisoner blinded in one eye. Worse abuse than Gitmo. Ryan Samsell was leading the charge against Capitol Hill police on January 6th. Samsell pushed the flimsy bike racks and stormed the Capitol. Samsell reportedly injured a female police officer. Since his arrest, Ryan Samsell has been held in Washington, D.C. On March 21st, he was awakened by corrections officers, his hands zip-tied, then walked to an unoccupied cell and brutally beaten by the officers. Then Ryan Samsell lost an eye in the beatings. On Thursday night, attorney Joseph McBride joined Greg Kelly on Newsmax to discuss the abuse of the January 6th political prisoners in Washington, D.C. And this is Joseph McBride. He says, what can I say about the January 6th protesters who remain incarcerated or detained at this point? Is that their constitutional rights and human rights are being violated by the Department of Justice and the federal government at this very moment. The law is clear that no type of punishment is appropriate for a detainee. Despite that, numerous detainees are being held in solitary confinement for long periods of time. They're being denied medical care. They're taking beatings. They're being denied sleep. They're being psychologically, emotionally, and physically tortured on a regular basis. Then Greg Kelly says, hold on a second, who's beating them up? And then the attorney, Joseph McBride, says, I'm alleging that the guards are beating them up. The staff are beating prisoners on a regular basis and have been doing so for a long time. This is no exaggeration. Greg Kelly says, was your client Richard Barnett beaten up by staff? Joseph, he was the guy that was sitting at Pelosi's desk. Joseph McBride says he absolutely was. He was beaten, he was dragged, he was hog-tied. One time his pants dropped below his ankles, exposing his private parts while he was taking a beating in front of a female officer, and he had to beg and plead to pull his pants up. January 6th, political prisoners are being treated worse than America's most dangerous enemies. Where the hell are the human rights groups? And I think it was Tucker or somebody I saw, maybe it was a YouTube video, maybe it was on Tucker, where they showed the large list of people who were still in jail over the January 6th. And they even got a transgender in there that they've been keeping in a cell naked. And there's even one black guy in there. They're all being brutalized in this D.C. prison. What a contrast to the way they treat the Muslim terrorists. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAAJOY, Liberty Net, KO4FE.
Interesting. And if we went down there and protest, they'd put us in the same jail facility. Yeah, where are the human rights people to go into? And I think the report you saw was on Hannity when he reported all the names.
Yeah, that might have been it. And also contrast that to all the Antifa guys that were, men and women, I guess, that were throwing firebombs, attacking cops, attacking cars. Half of them, they dropped the charges against. They didn't even arrest. They didn't even prosecute them.
They're trying to show the American patriot that you don't have rights. It's deplorable. It truly is. KO4FE, KHLY. Let me jump down to Mr. Clint. KC8, Echo Hotel Romeo. Mr. Clint, let's see if we can hear what you have to say. Nothing heard. KC8, EHR. I'll move on to Mr. Dave in Tennessee. KC4, Romeo X-Ray. Mr. Dave, welcome. What do you want to bring to the table?
I have a bit of information here. It was a training directive sent out to the FEMA personnel that they are doing training classes around the large groups of unvaccinated people, and that training would be held at their FEMA facilities, so that they could go out and round up the unvaccinated. All I can say about that is if they would happen to get anybody in any of their facilities, you know that they have executive orders for everything that you could possibly do, and you'll probably never be heard from again. So people need to make a decision and to see where their line in the sand is going to be, because I don't believe it'd be too good to be rounded up by anybody from FEMA. You're surely not going to get any kind of treatment that'll be any good like the Muslims. It'll be very similar to what they're getting in Washington, D.C. And back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Dave. Yes, you don't want to be rounded up by anybody. And FEMA is one of those organizations that, trust me, I'm from the government. I'm here to help. So it's one of those scary groups. KC4RXHOI. I'm at the bottom of the list. Let me see if I have any late check-ins. This is KAAJOI for the Liberty Net. Nothing heard, so before I go up to the top, I'll read two more of these articles. Again, it's just proof that a good person that's carrying a weapon definitely could take out a bad person that's wielding a weapon. I don't believe a criminal actually carries one properly. He only wields it and brandishes it to scare the public. So the next one is in a normally quiet gated community in Holster, California, another California city. A mother home with her two children early in the morning on May 10th discovered an unknown man lurking in her walk-in closet. The suspected burglar was armed with knives and a machete. The mother grabbed her firearm and ordered the man to leave several times. However, the suspect allegedly charges the woman and she fired a shot, hitting him in the leg. She needs to be a better shot. The woman's husband told reporters she had gone into mama bear mode in California. There is a presumption that favors the homeowner. It is presumed that a person is an imminent fear of either death or great bodily injury, according to the assistant district attorney. The mother did not face any charges for defending herself and her family. It's interesting. Years ago, we used to say, this is justifiable. Now we say in most articles in the newspaper that no charges will be filed. We've definitely turned and swung that pendulum a little bit. In Ohio, we have the castle, so you come into the house, you get whacked. But she needs to go back to training because she needs to be able to shoot him right in the heart. The second article is Alaska. Alaska state troopers and police were called to a home in Wasilla, Alaska on Friday, June 4th. According to reports, a 55-year-old female homeowner was home alone around 10 p.m. when a man forced his way into the house with an axe and threatened to kill her. The woman was able to retrieve her firearm and shoot the intruder before he could carry out his threat. The 66-year-old intruder was taken to a nearby hospital where he underwent surgery for non-life-threatening injuries and was determined to be intoxicated. I hear that word is again. The homeowner will not face any charges. However, the man is facing potential burglary and assault charges. The homeowner will not face any charges. It's justifiable. They're in your home to cause you death or serious physical harm. But again, we definitely, this whole woke community, we've got to skew it. Let me check and see if there's anybody new before I move to Mr. Jesse. That's it, KHLY with Liberty Net.
W2GIO, listening.
Mr. Frank, it's always a pleasure. W2GIO, I'm going to pass it to you and then I'll move up.
Anything too much, and I have to get to bed early because I got to be at church early in the morning. So I'm going to be here for, I'll be here for maybe 20 minutes or something like that, and then I got to hit the sack. W2GIO.
All righty, sir. You're at the bottom of the list. I'll probably pick you back up probably in about 15 minutes or so. So thank you, Frank. Good to hear you, W2GIO. I'm going to jump back up to Mr. Jesse, round number two. KC4ZX-NSE,
KAAJONY. Hey, very good, Bob, and everyone on the Saturday Night Liberty Net. This is Kilo, Golf 4, Zulu X-Ray, and Charlie. Let me fine-tune everything here. Hi, yeah, this is Jesse out of the Devoted Frog State of Pennsylvania once again for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Thanks everybody who's checked in tonight. It's always a pleasure hearing you guys. Well, I'll tell you what, these articles anymore will make you to drink and make you get... you'll end up being alcoholic before it's said and done, before this year's out, guys. All right, well, you know, I just want to remind everybody that, you know, there's too much going on to follow every story, but we need to be on top of our game. There's so much activities, so many different ways we're being pulled, and with this UN... not UN, but well, with UN taking over the Utah Palace, you know, in 2019, and now we have Joint Base NATO at North Fork, Virginia Navy Base. With all this activity going on, I'm so shocked that there's not more people paying attention to what is happening. And this virus crap is not going away. They're poisoning each and every one. Have you guys looked at what the CDC did? They erased 6,000 something deaths off their website just to keep you from viewing it, but that were caused from the vaccine. This China virus is out here propagandized to the point where they're going to force feed everybody into a mandate to get the damn shot. And, you know, if y'all ain't going to pay attention, you know, and stand up for your constitutional rights, then, you know what, the meek will inherit the earth. All right, well, Mr. Bob, I'm going to take it to this article, and this is off of WeLoveTrump.com. And the highlighted part of the story is this, is Ron DeSantis, a wolf in sheep's clothing. Vaccine passport ban legislation contains overlooked section that should terrify Floridians. In other words, Sanchez and his big bill has already had some strange, phenomenal things put in it that was hidden from the general public. I'm going to go into the story and they'll cover some of it, and I pray to God you people out there are paying attention. All right, this story may ruffle your feathers, but coming from someone within deep ties to the Sunshine State, I was deeply concerned when diving deeper into the Florida legislation to ban COVID vaccine passports. I've praised Governor Sanchez for this for his stance against lockdowns, mask mandates, vaccine passports, but the bill he signed on May 3rd actually gives the state tyrannical powers that should raise alarm for Floridians. Okay, let's see, where do I leave off here? Okay, while legislation does prevent the government's businesses and educational institutes from requiring proof of vaccine passports, it also allows the government to force vaccinations on citizens by any means necessary. If you're deemed a threat to public health, the Florida state government now has the authority to forcibly vaccinate you. And for anyone who refuses to go to isolation or quarantine, here's the section of the bill that addresses forced vaccination. I'm going to read this off real quick. It goes, read for yourself, lines 1097 through 1111. So, ordering an individual to be examined and tested. 1098, vaccinated, treated, isolated, and quarantined for commensable. Okay, I don't know what that exactly what they're implying there, but 1099, deceased that have significantly morbidly or mortality and prevent a severe danger to public health. Individuals who are unable, I'm trying to read this, it's very small print, guys, so please bear with me. Unable or unwilling to be examined, tested, vaccinated, or treated for reasons of health, religion, or consent may be subject to isolation, quarantine. Also,
1104, examination, testing, vaccination, and treatment may be performed by any qualified person authorized by the state health officer. If the individual poses a danger to public health, the state health official may subject the individual to isolation quarantine. There is no practical method to the isolation or quarantines of these individuals, and the state health officials may use any means necessary to vaccinate or treat the individual. So if this is snuck into the bill, I'll tell you what, guys, how much more crap have they snuck by the American people? Anyway, line 10 through 97 and 11 through 1118 discuss forced vaccination. That's scary information right here. And it reads eerily similar to the proposed New York State Assembly Bill A416. FEMA camps, medical tyranny, forced injections or treatments. Yeah, New York State Assembly Bill A416. Even the liberal New York that, even the liberal New York, the bill remains in the assembly committee phase. Another thing that raises my eyebrows was Sanchez pushing the experimental 19 vaccine on cue when other Republican governors and Fox News pundits, his language was a severe, severe as Alabama governor's Kay Ivey, but it still raises suspicion. So this is what's going on, and it is truly voluntary. Governor Sanchez, then why does the legislation give the government this wicked power? I'm not sure, and I'm assuming that Sanchez himself would invoke the power in the bill, but what if the next governor decides to? If Sanchez wants to squash suspicion, then the bill should be revised to remove this faction immediately. So there you have it, guys. They're sliding shit under our noses, and it's only a matter of time before we're taking this to another level. So everybody needs to be aware of it. This is KG4ZXNFC and the Wednesday, Saturday Night Liberty Net. Back to you, Bob. KAJLY.
Oh, Jesse, I just sit here and shake my head. Again, it's just, it's really sad. We can only hope and pray. The hell with hope. We can only pray that somehow we get this in order, but I don't know how. KG4CX and a CKJY. Well, I got a message, and I'll get to that. Let's see. Hi to Miss Marty, N2JTT, and Miss Laura and Mr. Marty. Hello to Bill, KM4DA, Mr. Kim in Haverton, KC3, Protect the Constitution. Mr. Larry, let me see if he's ready to talk or if he's still listening. N4ROQ, Mr. Larry, are you available or we still got a pass? Not a problem, Mr. Larry. I'll check again. Mr. Bill, KO4FE, KAJOY.
Okay, KAJOY, Liberty Net, the true Liberty Net. This is KO4FE. Okay, got a story off Zero Hedge headline. Now they are saying that the Republican Party is the number one national security threat to the United States. It's not just Trump anymore. Now it's the whole Republican Party. Anyway, it says when one major political party starts labeling the other major political party as a national security threat, that should set off major alarm bells, because that means that total tyranny is very near. Needless to say, Democrats and Republicans have always had bitter words for one another, but when you start calling the other side a national security threat, that is taking things to an entirely different level. Al-Qaeda was a national security threat, and so we invaded Afghanistan. ISIS was a national security threat, and so we bombed them into oblivion. The full weight of the U.S. power is often used to neutralize national security threats. So when a former Department of Homeland Security official went on MSNBC and said that the Republican Party is now a more serious national security threat than either Al-Qaeda or ISIS, that sends chills down the spines of a whole lot of people. Miles Taylor, a former Department of Homeland Security official, made the comment during a Thursday interview on MSNBC's The readout. He says, "I've spent my whole career not as a political operative. I've never worked on a campaign in my life other than campaigning against Trump." Well, he contradicts himself right there. He says, "I am a national security guy. I've worked in national security against ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Russia," Taylor said. And then he continues and says, "And the number one national security threat I've ever seen in my life to this country's democracy is the party that I'm in, the Republican Party. And it is the number one national security threat to the United States of America," he said. That's the end of his statements. And then the writer says, "I couldn't believe he actually said that. In the past, members of the Biden administration have labeled certain political subgroups as national security threats, but now Miles Taylor is saying the entire Republican Party is the number one national security threat that our nation is facing." Just think about what that means. When we would capture a member of ISIS or Al-Qaeda, we would ship them off to Guantanamo Bay and torture them for months or even years. I've always spoken out against such torture because it was morally wrong. And I knew that eventually the same tactics would be used against Americans. They're probably going to use them against the January 6th people. They're already torturing them and beating the hell out of them and keeping them in solitary confinement and taking their clothes away and waking them up at all hours of the night. I mean, that's torture. But anyway, the article continues. It says, "With each passing day, the U.S. is getting closer and closer to becoming an authoritarian regime. On Friday, we learned that the Biden administration has been regularly working with social media companies to censor the speech of people that are concerned about the safety of the COVID vaccine. President Biden on Friday accused Facebook of killing people just after the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the Biden administration was in regular touch with the platform to ensure correct narratives are promoted, elaborating on her Thursday admission that the White House is flagging problematic posts for the social media giant to censor. Social media companies are private entities, so they could theoretically argue that they have the right to determine what is allowed to be posted on their platforms. But when the federal government colludes with the social media companies to censor speech, that is crystal clear violation of our First Amendment rights. As Glenn Greenwald has recently noted, if you support the Biden administration's attempts to censor speech on social media platforms, that also makes you an authoritarian. He said in an 8-week thread posted Thursday afternoon, Greenwald said this idea that a president's administration can remove content it deems so-called problematic is dangerous. And if you don't find it deeply disturbing that the White House is quote-unquote flagging internet content that they deem problematic to their Facebook allies for removal, then you're definitely an authoritarian. No other information is needed about you to know that, Greenwald tweeted. It says not only is the Biden administration actively involved in censoring speech, they are also specifically demonizing 12 particular individuals that the Biden administration claims are responsible for 65% of anti-vaccine information on social media platforms. This is KO4FE. The White House turned up the pressure on Silicon Valley to get a handle on the vaccine misinformation Thursday, specifically singling out 12 people. One group dubbed the Disinformation Dozen, saying they were responsible for a great deal of misinformation about COVID-19. Jen Psaki said there are about 12 people who are producing 65% of anti-vaccine misinformation on social media platforms. At this point, freedom of speech is virtually a dead right in the United States, and that means that all of our other rights are in danger of being completely stripped away as well. Because once freedom of speech is gone, the government will be free to take any of the rest of our rights at their leisure. Never before in American history have we seen such a massive attempt by one side of the political spectrum to silence the speech of the other side of the political spectrum. Well, anyway, I'm not going to read any more of that, but if you want to get the rest of it, it goes on for quite a bit. But it's on Zero Hedge, and you can read the thing there to get the whole story. Now, here's a story. This doesn't have anything to do with politics, but I found it was so damn interesting, I figured it might be worth putting out on the Liberty Net. Now, this is an incredible story, and they got the video to prove it. Now, listen to this. This is really cool. Dubai makes its own rain to tackle 122-degree heat. Drones blast clouds with electrical charge to produce downpours. The United Arab Emirates is creating its own rain using drones that fly into clouds and unleash electrical charges to beat the sweltering 122 degrees Fahrenheit heat. The rain is formed using drone technology that gives clouds an electric shock to cajole them into clumping together and producing precipitation. The UAE is one of the most arid countries on Earth, and it hopes the technique could help to increase its meager annual rainfall. And it's working. Video footage released by the UAE's National Center of Meteorology shows monsoon-like downpours across the country, which create a sheet of rain on the highways. I mean, this is unbelievable. Pouring down rain in a desert. Waterfalls are also seen on the sides of the roads as drivers and SUVs struggle to navigate the torrential rain. Despite the country being in the middle of a summer heat wave where temperatures have soared above 122, the center said the precipitation has been enhanced by a technique known as cloud seeding, and its purpose is to increase condensation in the hope that it might trigger a downpour. The UAE's cloud seeding operations are part of an ongoing $15 million mission to generate rain in the country, which ranks among the world's top 10 driest countries with an average rainfall of just 3 inches, 15 times less than what falls in the average year in the UK. And they go on. I mean, this is interesting if they can do this. I mean, here's a shot where it's raining in the city in the UAE. They showed pictures of roads out in the desert that were being drenched with rain. So I don't know. I think this is a good idea if it works. I mean, it only affects a local area, and it's not like it's a permanent thing. If they need rain, they send some drones up and they charge the clouds and they get a downpour. I think it's kind of cool that they figured out how to do this. So anyway, that's on the Daily Mail if you want to read about it, but I thought it was pretty interesting. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAAJOY Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Thanks, Bill. KO4FE, KJOY. Isn't it interesting how the Democrats like to use the word democracy, but they're the Marxist, socialist, fascist people that are trying to destroy our democracy?
Oh, yeah, because anybody that opposes them is evil, and you got to stop evil.
Totally amazing, but I do like how the fact that they say the word democracy, and we truly are a republic, but they're too damn ignorant to know that, so. Thank you, Bill. KO4FE, good content. KJY. I'm going to stop by and say hi to Clint. He sent me a message and said that he's listening on FDR. I think he's hoping to get a amplifier soon. We hope you do, Mr. Clint. KC8EHR, KJY. If you want to send me a text message or something you want me to comment on, I will be happy to do that. Let me go to Mr. Dave in Texas. KC4, Romeo X-ray. Mr. Dave, I have Texas, Tennessee, I'm sorry. KC4RX, Mr. Dave, go ahead. Nothing heard from Dave. How about Mr. Frank? He was supposed to still be here. W2CIOKAJY.
This is that I call myself fight for that white gold. This one for them good girls, them good girls.
Nothing heard from Mr. Frank. Let me see if I have any late check-ins. This is KAJY from the Liberty Net. From the NRA, it's called the Armed Citizen. The last two articles, again, a person with a licensed firearm or a 26-year-old man was home alone when he became the target of a home invasion. A group of five individuals entering the home and began assaulting the lone occupant, according to a video interview with the first assistant district attorney for Monroe County. You ought to tell us where that's at. During the assault, the victim was able to get to one of his sons and defended himself, shooting and killing one of the invaders and seriously injuring a second one. The remaining third suspect fled the scene, but their images were captured on the home security video surveillance footage, as well as by many surrounding neighbors' security cameras. The investigation was still ongoing at this point in time. WFMZ.com, Springfield Township, Pennsylvania, Monroe County. The last article, an attempted kidnapping from a school playground in Oakland, Utah, was stopped by a legally armed school employee. During the recess, a 41-year-old approached a young girl and allegedly tried to pull her away with him. Luckily for the student, a nearby armed school employee saw the encounter, confronted the man, and pulled the student from his grasp. Then he demanded that the man leave the school property. According to the police report, the employee was able to get all the children inside before the seemingly deranged suspect started punching at the window, trying to gain access to the building. At this point, the school employee drew his firearm and was able to hold the man off until police arrived. The suspect was taken into custody and booked into the Weber County Jail for investigation of child kidnapping. Here we are, a armed school guard, but yet in some states, they want to take the weapons from the officers that are on school property. Again, it's totally bizarre. Let me see if I have any late check-ins before I go back up to the top of the list. This is KAA Oakdale Live for the Great Liberty Net.
Hey, Bob, I was here, Frank, GIO.
All right, Mr. Frank, I'll pass it to you, W2GIO, KHLY.
Yeah, I was transmitting on no antenna, because I put my receiver on another antenna, and I'm trying to transmit to that. Anyhow, well, I got a note from Wendy Rogers from Arizona, on an update, and she says, "Jay, by now you may have heard the issues in the Copeland elections, and the race decided by 10,457 votes." She goes on to say 3,981 people voted despite being registered after the October 15 deadline. 11,326 voted who were not on rolls on November 7th but were on December 4th. 18,000 voted and then were removed from rolls after the election. And then 74,243 mail-in ballots with no evidence of those ballots ever being requested. This last one is extremely problematic. That alone could have swayed the election in Arizona and maybe swayed the U.S. Senate election also. Anyhow, that's from Wendy Rogers out in Arizona, and I got that today at noontime. So anyhow, I know we have all kinds of news. The news that I can, the other news I can bring is that the really good news is that God loves us. And I'm going to sign out because I got to hit this act. W2GIO in 73. And night night to everybody.
Okay, very good, Frank. I appreciate that. I think Bob's taking a standby.
You're correct.
But, yeah, very
and,
good.
Lift him up and ask for his forgiveness and pray for this country. So, with that being said, sir, thank you. 73s, I'll show you signed out. Whiskey 2, Golf Ida Oscar, KHOY. Any other late check-ins for the Saturday Night Liberty Net?
I'm sorry, I doubled with you, Bob.
Oh, I just was saying goodnight to Mr. Frank and checking for any late check-ins. Nothing heard. Mr. Jesse, I think I'll make... What do you have to close?
Well, yeah, I'll bring this up to the table here. I'm off of Gateway Pundit. Well, first of all, this is KG4ZXC in the Saturday Night Liberty Net, and this is Jesse out of the Rotor Fraud State of Pennsylvania once again for the Saturday Night Liberty Net with Mr. Bob, KJOY, as in net control. And let's see, good evening, Mr. Marty and Miss Laura. Good to have you guys in there as well. Let's see, this off of Gateway Pundit, bystander rushes to help a cop being attacked in Virginia Walmart parking lot. Well, a pair of good Samaritans stepped in and saved a Virginia police officer who was being brutally assaulted in the Walmart parking lot on Wednesday. There has been three significant attacks on police officers in Fredericksburg in the last 3 months. The incident took place after police were called over a suspicious person rumbling through someone else's car at the Fredericksburg Walmart. And this happened in Walmart, ladies and gentlemen. Fox News report says that the responding officer found stolen goods in the man's possession and tried to detain him, according to city police spokesman Sarah Morris. The man, identified as 31-year-old Jason Diggins, reportedly began walking away from the officer before he turned around and punched the officer. As the officer fell to the ground, Duggins kept punching him. Two brave bystanders rushed over and pulled the suspect off of him. If the two individuals watching nearby had not selflessly taken the opportunity and upon themselves to assist the officer in the injuries he sustained, and could be much worse. In Fredericksburg, Virginia, police chief Layton
I can thank him enough for bravely putting himself in danger. So, Duggan has been charged with the assault of law enforcement officers in militia wounding. He is currently in the Rappahannock Regional Jail. So, hey, good for the Samaritans, because everybody's kind of sticking together right now and staying focused on what's going on around them. Also, another quick portion of the Gateway Pundits. Hey, have y'all paid attention to the Michigan Governor Whitmer? Best thing I can say is Whitmer is stripped of her emergency powers. It is about time. These people need to be put in their place. And I'm still trying to figure out where all the Oswalds are in this country, but, you know, hey, who knows? I'm starting to think they are nothing but sheep anymore. Hey, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been stripped of her emergency powers, which many believe she abused throughout the pandemic. The Unlock Michigan initiative was approved by the state senate on July 15th, passed the House on Thursday with a 60-48 vote, largely along party lines. Yesterday it was a great day for Michigan, and yesterday was a anything but partisan politics. Michigan Congresswoman Lisa McCain told Fox News and Friends on Friday it was the voice of the people saying enough is enough. So, Whitmer, she tried to use the Emergency Power Dated Act of 1945 during the early days of the pandemic, and it was issued some of the harshest mandated in the nation. People of the state were so outraged by her authoritarianism in order that there was an armed protest at the Capitol building. So, hey, she finally got her just reward. All right, well, let's see. Do I have anything else I would like to sum it up tonight? Well, I'm going to bring this one up just because I have a few more minutes, I guess, to bring this out. The DOJ drops charges against five researchers accused of hiding Chinese military affiliates. And this has been going on for a while. But the Department of Justice has dropped its charges against five visiting Chinese scientists who were accused of lying about their extent of their ties to the Chinese military. The scientists include biomedical and cancer researchers in California and doctors, candidate studies of artificial intelligence in Indiana. Those various charges, included visa fraud, were dropped by prosecutors, according to the brief court filing late Thursday. So, this is what's going on. If you're American, you get prosecuted. If you're Chinese, you get a free pass. And, hey, this world is coming to a big, big, big problem here if we continue to let this this train go down the track. Hey, thanks, Bob. And this is KG4ZXC and the Saturday Night Liberty Net. And appreciate everybody being here tonight. And back to KHJOY. Back to you, Bob.
Yep, and if you're Hunter Biden, we just ignore all the things you've done, all the money you've taken, all the collusion with the different other countries, with that gas and energy. We just ignore all that. But if you're an American patriot, that's a racist, sexist term now.
Well, Bob, let me ask you this real quick, since you brought that up. Why is it that they can claim collusion and put our president, Donald J. Trump, under the impeachment process And yet, this has not happened one time during the whole entire 7 months of his extreme dictatorship here. Where the hell is this dang Congress at?
Even the Republicans are like rolling over and playing dead. Look at the border. They say there's just shy of a million people have crossed that border, but yet Cuba is waving the American flag and asking for freedom, and the American Congress is ignoring them, and when they do make it to Florida, shipping them back. But they're letting all the thugs, the gang members, the drugs, you know, our drug overdoses, though our media doesn't cover it, the suicide rates have just skyrocketed. Our drug overdoses are out of control again. But no, we don't talk about that. I don't know, Jeff. It's just upside down.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely correct there, Bob, and I'm seeing it firsthand, and if any of you shortwave listeners out there and anybody else has the ability to cover your children's ear, or if you just don't want to hear about what I'm about to say, you cover your ears now, because this country has become nothing but a bunch of pussy.
As I said, even the, you know, the Republican Party is not fighting. They constantly want money. All I do is get requests for money. And I ask them, what are you doing to stop the swamp? Well, we need your donation. But what are you doing? I don't get it, Jeff. Thank you, sir. Thank you for joining us tonight. Being part of the great company at KT4GXNC, KAJOY. Miss Laura, Mr. Barney, N2JTT, N2IRJ. Love having you listening. KM40TA, Mr. Bill is easily South Carolina. Thank you for being here. Timothy, protecting the Constitution. KC3D in Haverton. And let me see if Mr. Larry's available for the 73 round. Mr. Larry, can you comment?
Over. We don't talk about that.
I don't know, Jeff. It's just upside down.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely correct there, Bob.
Mr. Larry, are you with us?
Any of you shortwave listeners out there and anybody else?
Let me go to Mr. Bill. KO4FDKAJOY. Mr. Bill, your final
Okay.
KAJOY, Liberty Net, KO4FE. Okay, Bob. Again, thanks for running the net. You do a great job. Okay, now here's, you hear all this stuff about this election fraud, and a lot of it's tied up in the courts, and it's hard to understand, and all this stuff about what went on in the counting rooms and all that, you know, double counting and all this. Well, anyway, the audits are, I'm waiting for the final word on that, but here's an example of an election scam that's undeniable. Listen to this story. Gateway Pundit. Sharpie Gate explained. Now, you've heard about this thing with the Sharpies and the pens. Well, this article explains what the hell is going on. This is an insane thing that happened. Anyway, it says that now a pair of Sharpies were provided in certain precincts that disqualified Trump votes in 2020 election. All right, now that sounds kind of confusing, but anyway, you'll get the picture here in a minute. In the days immediately following the election, the Sharpie Gate story was created. Democrats and the media made fun of it, called it a conspiracy theory. Now we know the entire story was valid, and massive fraud may have occurred in the 2020 election because of voters using Sharpies to vote. On November 5th, a few days after the investigation, the Sharpie Gate fraud was uncovered. However, Sharpiegate was missing factual information regarding what happened in the technology to determine what was the impact in the election. Then this week, the Arizona Senate released information on Sharpiegate where they unraveled how it worked. Then they found out Sharpies were used across the country. Last night we uncovered the rationale for why Sharpies were used in the election and how they likely impacted thousands of votes for President Trump. And then it gives a video about what was actually... So here's the deal. What they did was because a Sharpie would bleed through on the paper ballot that people were filling out, it was automatically disqualified because you couldn't tell which mark, whether it was the mark on the front of the paper or the back of the paper that was actually, because the Sharpie would bleed through to both sides of the paper, so they would just look and say, well, that can't be counted. Well, the problem is, the damn people running the elections, the Democrats, would send Sharpies to the areas of the state where they knew there was a lot of Trump voters, and they would send the Sharpies, and then the election people would hand out the Sharpies to the people to fill out their ballots. And then when the ballots came in to be counted, of course, the Sharpies bled through, and they disqualified the ballot. So this was this sounds like a elaborate scam created by the Democrats to disqualify votes in Trump districts. I mean, talk about this is criminal. I mean, and they show pictures of these ballots where, you know, there's dots all over the damn place because of the bleed through. And they actually caught the Arizona Senate audit team caught them. And they actually even printed the ballots on the wrong kind of paper so that they would bleed through even more. I mean, this is really, they need to get to the bottom of this, because this is really dirty, dirty pull by the Democrats. Well, anyway, let's go to another story. Peter Schweitzer, he's been writing about the, you know, deep state and the Democrat corruption. Well, anyway, he says Secret Service records validate authenticity of Hunter's emails, laptop content confirms Joe Biden was a direct beneficiary of his son's corrupt deals. Peter Schweitzer, the president of the Government Accountability Institute, otherwise known by the acronym GAI, went on the Sean Hannity show on Monday night to discuss his organization's investigation of their copy of Hunter Biden's laptop. Schweitzer confirmed that months of evidence have established as obvious Joe Biden uses his influence to enrich his family and was the direct beneficiary of his son's foreign cash grabs across the globe. Schweitzer explained to Hannity, we do have a copy, by the way, here at GAI of the laptop and all the files. It confirms that Joe Biden was a direct beneficiary. In addition to the laptop, the Institute also obtained Hunter Biden's Secret Service travel records and matched them with his emails to validate their authenticity. Schweitzer said that the records matched up absolutely 100%. GAI's thorough investigation on the laptop's contents could be completed by the end of the year. The final report is expected to expose even more conclusive evidence of the Biden crime family's treasonous acts, and the new revelations it will include are, quote, devastating. Schweitzer also was asked how bad the findings could be for Biden on a scale of 0 to 10. He responded, the revelations based on what we're in the middle of right now on a scale of 1 to 10, and you know, Sean, I'm pretty cautious about this stuff, frankly, are an 11. It's that bad. Biden and his regime still claim they, quote, knew nothing, you know, doing the old Sergeant Schultz, and was never, and has never benefited personally off his family's business dealings. You talk about a real howler there. I mean, anybody believes that, despite the overwhelming evidence to the contrary? What a joke. With this report, the audit results, and the COVID hoax all forecasting to be exposed soon, it's no wonder the anti-American authoritarians running this country are terrified. The truth will come out. Biden and the swamp have sold this country out for long enough. And then they give a link to the interview. So anyway, if you want to see that, it's up on Gateway Pundit. So anyway, 73's to everyone, and thanks, Bob and Jesse, for running the net. Everybody appreciates your efforts. And so anyway, Bob, take it easy, and we'll see you Wednesday. KAAJOY, Liberty Net from KO4FE.
All righty, sir. Thank you. And yeah, it's nothing happens with this Hunter Biden thing. Can you imagine if that would have been, if Donald Trump Jr. would have done something like that? Over?
Oh, it would have been, it would have been the end. I mean, not only is Joe Biden getting rich off his son, I mean, his son's some kind of degenerate sex addict, and you know, some of those videos, I haven't seen them, but they said there were underage girls running around topless. And, of course, we know about the drug use. We saw that. There's videos of him with prostitutes. I mean, this, if I had a son like Hunter, I'd disown the son of a bitch. I wouldn't even want to be associated with a degenerate creep like him. But I guess he keeps bringing in the big money to give to the big guy, so everything's okay, over.
Yeah, and the big guy's creepy himself. Remember, he's the one that always is sniffing women's hair. Wherever he goes, he is a creep himself. Sleepy, sloppy, sippy cup dough. All righty, Mr. Dave in Tennessee, KT4, Romeo X-ray. Mr. Dave, any last thoughts? Nothing heard. Whiskey 2, Golf by the Oscar sign. Last time I listened, Andy in Burton. He texted and said he was listening, but maybe I'll get him to just say hi and round things up for us. AB8MO, Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Oscar. Mr. Andy in Burton, KHOI.
So far nothing happened with that yet, but I hope for you guys.
Video. It was titled The Girl with the Red Hair. It's during Nazi Germany, and they were showing, she was a redhead. She wasn't attractive with those green eyes. But she was part of a Holland-Dutch resistance movement, and they would lure Nazi army officials, military officials, because they would be sweet on these women because they were hot, and then they would execute them. And she was showing papers of how the Jews had these documents. I'm telling you, they're not much larger than our vaccination card. I thought that caught my eye, and they put the star on their shirt or their coat and a J, a big J on their traveling papers. Traveling papers kind of reminds me of vaccination documents. But unfortunately, she was only 25 years of age. 2 years before the war was over, she was captured by the Nazi Germany. She was executed, but the first round of gunfire did not kill her. And it is said that when a Nazi soldier walked up to her, she mumbled, "I'm a better shot than you," and he shot her in the head. But it was an interesting article, but when I saw the traveling papers that the Jewish people had, they're a little larger than our vaccination cards. Over.
KG4 is actually
Go ahead, Mr. Jeff.
Hey, well, thank you, Bob, and appreciate you running the net. And, yeah, very good comments. And Mr. Andy, Andrew, however you want. Sant, good to hear you in there tonight, sir, as well. What I was going to say is this is real interesting times for everybody. And when it comes to having papers to move around in this country for whatever reason is bad enough. But we all need to stay vigilant and keep our powder dry. And I didn't hear Mr. Moe in there tonight, so I hope he's doing well. If you're out there, Mr. Moe, hey, God bless you, sir. Well, as you close tonight's net, sir, I'd like to thank everybody who's checked in. We appreciate all the participation. And I'd like to thank our founding fathers, W1WCR, which is a silent key now and is no longer with us, Mr. Marty into IRJ, and Miss Laura into JTTF. Thank you guys, and everyone else. Always a pleasure. And thanks, Mr. Bill, for your input as well. So, gentlemen, y'all have a great night, and 73s. And you can put the ribbons on everything tonight, Bob. So, hey, thanks for running that again. Back there, net control, Kilo Alpha 8, J-O-N-O-Y. Back to you, Bob.
All righty. I'll look for you tomorrow night, maybe down the band. And yes, hope Mrs. Moe is doing well. And you forgot Quintessa, N-2-P-U-S-S-Y. So you forgot Quintessa. But other than that, 73, I'm going to close the door. As I close the window on this night's Liberty Net, I want to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night, wherever she is. As well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are possibly listening. A special thank you and a rest in peace to the Silent Keys, W1WCR, Mr. Victor, W9FAM, Mr. Vern, KE8INE, Mr. Jim from Enemy Lines, KN4CF, Mr. Robert, N3GVA, Mr. Mike, Whiskey 2, Whiskey Charlie, Whiskey Frank, Whiskey 8, Mike Papa Bravo Harvey, Kilo 4, Gal Alpha Romeo, Mr. Harrison, KD2DYB, Mr. Dennis, KE2LO, Mr. Eugene, and last KI2J, Mr. Mike. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country. May God bless all of you that are participating and listening. This is KAHJOY with the Liberty Net.
Very good, Bob. 73s, and God bless each and every one, and God save America.
Amen. Playing dead. Look at the border. They say there's just shy of a million there. They say there's just shy of... Look at the border. Swamp.